We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Let's go to Jody, who's on the line to play Fact or Crap. He's got to get three in a row right to be a winner. They're all true false statements, fact or crap. We've got those concert tickets if he does. Hello, Jody. How are you?
All right. Doing good, guys.
Wonderful. Fact or crap. The average American leaves 53 pounds. That's around $329 worth of food on the plate at restaurants every single year.
Fact.
Yep. That's correct. That's correct. $329 worth of food on a plate at a restaurant that they don't take home and eat later.
Mm.
That's according to an organization working to reduce food waste, and that's the latest data, which comes from 2023. I'm not surprised by that. We waste a lot of food.
We do.
Two more and you're a winner. Fact or crap, factories in China produce roughly 60% of all toys and 70% of Christmas goods sold in America.
I'm going with fact.
No, it's higher.
Much higher.
Factories in China produce 80% of toys sold in America and 90% of all Christmas goods.
For now.
Made
for now
in China. There won't be as many dolls under the tree this year.
Much of it we don't need. You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know. And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally.
So what? That's this Christmas for you. Okay. Plan ahead, plan accordingly. You won't be able to find as many dolls. Derek, hello, how are you?
Great.
Excellent. Three in a row right and you win. Fact or crap. Johnny Cash's birth name wasn't Johnny. In fact, he had no first name. His parents gave him the initials J.R. because they couldn't think of a name. When he enlisted in the Air Force, they said, you got to have a name, so he picked John. Fact or crap.
A lot of details.
I can't. What did you say? Fact or crap?
Crap.
Crap. Incorrect. No, that's fact.
Mm.
He says too many details. No, that's true. His father and mother couldn't figure out a name for him, so they went with JR on his birth certificate. It stayed that way until he went in the Air Force and he picked the name.
Mm.
So he wound up as John Cash and then later Johnny Cash. Chris, hello. How are you?
Good morning, guys. P1.
Thank you very much for listening. Fact or crap, there is absolutely no historical evidence that Marie Antoinette ever said, let them eat cake or anything like it.
Fact.
Yes. It was popularized as a rallying cry to inspire revolutionaries, but folklore scholars believe it was falsely credited to Marie Antoinette and then spread as propaganda to rouse opposition to the monarchy. I've been accused of saying such things myself.
Mostly during the egg crisis of 2024.
I said, let them eat cereal during the egg crisis of 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you also said, what? Eggs are only like $8 an egg.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Low moment. I'm back on my organic pasture-raised eggs at $8.99 a dozen. I will not skimp on eggs. I'm sorry. That's one thing.
Yeah, but you've made this passion defense. They're still one of the best values in the supermarket.
It's an incredible value. If it's eight, listen.
All right.
Yeah, we know.
If it's $9 a dozen, that only turns
out. C'est toi.
It's like 70. It's like 70 cents an egg.
That's French for quiet down.
Chris. Well, he knows. He's just done with his French class.
Just finished my graduation.
Two more and you're a winner.
Where'd y'all go? Mimi's.
Yeah, they're celebrating.
We're going to go to Sur La Table, but they closed it.
Yeah.
Two more and you win. Fact or crap, the three biggest employers in the United States are the Department of Defense, Walmart, and Google.
I'll go fact.
No, sorry. Close. Department of Defense, Walmart, Amazon.
I knew Google was not one.
Yep. Those are the three.
Red flag.
Amazon is the third place one. Amazon has 1.6 million employees. Walmart has 2.3 million employees. And I'll bet eventually Amazon passes Walmart with all the deliveries.
Walmart's not sitting back. I mean, they're being aggressive.
And Walmart has a storefront.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But with AI coming in, you know, Sam's is going to eliminate employees, I think, because we just talked about how you can do that.
Yay.
Scan. You know, you can scan it yourself at Sam's.
$2 would be luxury.
I'll tell you, this is retail roundup. My wife, now we're Costco people, but we go to Sam's more than Costco now. We have memberships to both.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Marie Antoinette has the floor.
Memberships to both.
Lots of people have this.
That's not uncommon at all.
It is.
And we find ourselves at Sam's 75% of the time now. We've become...
Couldn't you foresee a day where you'll have to have a summit meeting and say, do we need both?
Yes, I can foresee that day. But we like the rotisserie chickens from Costco.
Me get chicken anywhere.
No,
that's chicken.
That's a better brand of chicken. That Costco chicken, Biggie. Tell them about it now.
It is good.
That's good chicken that you can find there. Incidentally, I hear our Publix is not going to come after all. I just heard that.
Oh, that's
it's a big deal.
Did you see why? I don't want to get to it. To me, it's a crazy reason why.
I don't know the reason.
I never believed it would happen.
He did. He held out on that.
Mm-hmm. It involves railroad tracks.
Really? And that's the reason they won't put a Publix where it's supposed to go.
Fighting the government over it.
We had that opportunity about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Dave Aiken came in here dancing. Chris Tim's like, settle. This will never happen. James, you're a player. Three in a row, writing you in. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Excellent. Fact or crap, a female chauffeur is technically called a chauffon.
Crap.
Correct. Chauffeuse is what you call
it. It's like a masseur and a masseuse.
That's right. It's a chauffeuse.
That's French.
This is dedicated to you. Two more and you're a winner. Fact or crap, rats are very impressive breeders. One pair has the potential to produce 15,000 descendants in 1 year.
Crap.
No facts. That's because young rats reach sexual maturity at just 2 months old. I just read the story about a woman who she got 3 rabbits for her kids, and they bred, and suddenly she had 15 rabbits, and she tried to keep them apart, and they literally chewed through drywall and other partitions she had put up to mate. They also become sexually active at 2 months old. And she wound up with 65 rabbits. She had to call the Humane Society to come in and try to take them out.
What is your favorite line? The heart wants what it wants.
That's right.
Oh, I was going to say pets or meat. It's time to put a sign up in the yard, sweetheart.
That was an ugly scene. That is really bad.
Pet or meat.
She said she had all good intentions. She wanted
She
had 3 children.
You had the same issue with your guinea pigs on a smaller scale.
God. We went from 2 guinea pigs to 7, like, overnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we still have 2 left.
Rats were prolific. I wasn't sure about the numbers.
Well, that's, 15,000 descendants in 1 year. John, here's your fact or crap. The cheeseburger was invented in 1946 when the owner of The Drive in Pasadena, California, his 16-year-old son randomly threw cheese onto a patty on the grill. They added it to the menu. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Correct. 1926. Twenty years earlier. And the restaurant name was different, too. It's called The Right Spot. But the owner's 16-year-old son did randomly throw cheese onto the burger patty, and they called
it... What are you doing with the cheese?
They put it on the menu as the cheesy hamburger, and it morphed into the cheeseburger. God. What if you could invent...
Simple brilliance.
Unbelievable.
It was sitting there the whole time.
A 16-year-old did that. Two more, and you are a winner. Fact or crap, anytime your food has carmine, cochineal extract, or natural red number 4 in its ingredients, it means that the color comes from crushed up bugs. Fact or crap, John?
That's a fact.
That's right. That is a fact.
It's almost like he called a shot.
Yeah, he knew that one. Mm-hmm. Look for those. Carmine, cochineal extract, natural red number 4. That means crushed up bugs.
You going to make your yuck sound effect?
Yeah.
We'll get used to it if it's taking all the dyes out of the food.
Yep. They'll find a way to make it naturally
what?
Dyed. Or they'll say it's natural.
Oh, gross.
It's not artificial.
Gross. One more and you win. Fact or crap, green eyes are the rarest in the world. 2% of people, roughly, have green eyes. Brown eyes are most common. Fact or crap, John?
Fact.
Yes.
Way to go.
That's right. Well done. Only 2% of people have green eyes around the world. Brown eyes all over the place. No shame. No shade to brown eyes. Justin, hello. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. P1.
Good morning. 3 in a row, right? And you win. Fact or crap, actress Frances McDormand speaks such fluent French, she does her own dubbing in the French versions of any of her movies. This is for Chris Dim.
I'll go fact.
No, sorry. Jodie Foster.
Jodie
Foster is so fluent in French, she dubs her own.
There's another like superstar actor who can speak French. I can't remember who it is. Was doing publicity in Montreal or something, like, or Cannes.
Oh, really?
And did all the interviews in French.
Well, that's pretty impressive that Jodie Foster and others can do it. Ronald, hello. How you doing?
How's it going?
Doing well. Fact or crap, one of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat. The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make the clothes softer.
Crap.
No fact. That's real.
Oh, no, not Bounce.
That is real. Yeah,
that's my brand.
Bounce has beef fat.
Beef fat?
Listen, it's no
joke. Come on, RFK.
That's right. Some vegans won't use dryer sheets.
For real?
Yeah, because they're coated in beef fat.
That's why they taste so good.
A little appetizing.
Yeah.
They're delicious. All right, that's it for today. We'll have another chance for you to be a winner tomorrow. And right now, we want to meet you. It's meet and greet time, 866-470-2GNC. You call us if you've never called this program before. We've talked to a couple of firefighters recently, a waffle salesman, a 13-year-old, a bounty hunter. You can join the list next. Just tell us a little something interesting about yourself, maybe what you do for a living, favorite member of this show, how you came to this show. And we can wind up seeing a minor league baseball game with you later in the season in the box. The box seats, you get the private suite. That's later in the season. Two Guys Named Chris Show.